For those of you who are teachers or educators in any way, you know that you design your class or your instruction based upon outcomes that you hope to achieve, that you begin with the end in mind. We want to do the same thing right now in this season of grace that is given to us as gift from church. Not to scurry around with all sorts of activities for the sake of activities, but with the end in mind, with the outcome of becoming more intentional with our discipleship, more securely connected with Christ, and living more confidently and compassionately in the heart of His church. It's not about doing a bunch of things. It's about becoming a disciple of Christ. And then the choices that we make with activities are activities that bring that outcome in our lives. I want to make two very concrete recommendations. See, I want to go the distance this Lent. I don't want to just check a box that I fasted, that I gave alms, that I prayed, and then not be any different on Christmas or on Easter. Because if I'm not different on Easter, what the heck is all the activity about? It's in vain. So what are some really good choices that I can integrate into my daily living? Little done well, that's going to help stretch me. Be a little more bold in my following of Jesus Christ. A little more faithful and regular in my prayerful remembrance of Almighty God and others. A little more compassionate and generous in my daily living. We heard Matthew Kelly, a Catholic evangelist, happens to live in Cincinnati, though he's known all over the world. I encourage you to check that out. The best Lent ever from Dynamic Catholic, to sign up for that daily email video, short, pithy, practical. And to go the distance, if you have the occasion in your families, as I've talked about with my siblings, why don't you watch that 1 minute video before you eat? And if you can't do it every day, why don't you do it a couple of times? And the real fruit isn't the video, it's the conversation that's meaningful that comes forth from that. Because there are so many of us that are just pining for more meaningful conversations, but we find ourselves so fragmented and fractured and busy and divided. And there's this regret that we have because we want to be family, but it just never seems to happen. Well, let's make some different choices towards that happening. Let's just start with one day, and then let's see where it goes. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a marriage relationship or significant other, someone very close, and gosh, there's just been this divide between us, and you can't even put your finger on it, but it's been happening, and you've been wanting to kind of delve deeper into what's really happening in each other's lives, but you're busy, distracted, concerned, anxious, all the stuff that kind of settles in that keeps that from happening. Maybe that resource is going to be really helpful to watch as a couple, and then the conversation that ensues. It's a minute. Gosh, we think nothing about plopping down on the couch and watching a show or several shows or whatever it may be. Second, resource. Because I want this Lent to be as meaningful for me as it can be for you. And we're going to give all of you on your way out, every household, this book. It's a book that was written by Matthew Kelly, his most recent one. It's called Rediscover Jesus. For those of you who know what TED Talks are, this is a TED Talk. Very practical, short, laden with stories, easy to understand. And guess how many chapters are in this? 40. That kind of works out nice, huh? 40. Isn't that convenient? And at the end of the chapters that are just two or three pages, there's a single point to ponder, a verse to live, a question to consider, a one-sentence prayer. Maybe I start there. Maybe it was a really busy day, and I'm going to take this book, and part of the dinner prayer is going to include the prayer from one of these chapters. And if you're a visitor to our parish, guess what? You can take one too. Because this is about the church becoming alive. Lord will use that. He'll multiply that out. You take that wherever you go. Just use it for the outcome of rediscovering Jesus. That he's less of a concept and more of a person. That church is less of a hobby and more of a lifestyle. Let's go the distance this Lent. Doing little things well over time that stand to make this the best 40 days that we've ever had.